Ah, well done, Golden State Warriors. Got the broom out and swept in their playoff series. It was pretty comfortable. Well, it was comfortable 4-0, but tight game in overtime, 119 to 117. Would love to get Dick Fain's thoughts on what the takeouts were from that series. G'day, Dick.
G'day, guys. And I guess it was the most uncomfortable 4-0 comfortable win that you can get. I mean, they had to come from 15 or more points behind in games 2, 3, and 4 to get that sweep. It's amazing, guys. I'm sure it's the first time in NBA history that a team has swept another team 4 games straight and actually trailed more minutes in the series than they led, and a lot more minutes. I think it was like they trailed like 110 out of the 185 minutes in the entire series.
Wow.
Portland, I mean, Portland really dominated quarters 1 and 2 and parts of quarters 3 for the entire series, but Golden State knows how to get it done in the final quarter of a basketball game and in overtime, and that's exactly what they did. It was unbelievable. Without Kevin Durant, they were able to do it with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, and those guys actually play, I think, better basketball together without Kevin Durant. I'm not going to say that, you know, I'm not going to give you the hot take that they're a better basketball team without Kevin Durant, but I will say this, they play better basketball. They play much more efficient basketball without Kevin Durant because the ball never stagnates. It never gets to Kevin Durant and stops. It always keeps moving. The players keep moving. The ball keeps moving. It's really beautiful basketball to watch when Kevin Durant's not on the floor.
Yeah, I think we heard a stat the other day, like the last 31 times that Steph Curry's been on the floor without Durant, they've won on 30 occasions, so 30 out of the 31. So that just backs up your point that they play better better basketball when he's not around. But they were 17 points down in that third quarter, and only a very, very good team comes back from that type of margin in an important game away from home like that.
Yeah, and I think they're immune to the road crowd, guys. They've been in so many hostile environments. I mean, this is their fifth conference championship in a row. They're immune to going on the road and getting down by 10 or 15 points, having the road crowd chanting at them and cheering them. They're just like, you know what? When it hits for us, it'll hit. And if it doesn't hit, they have no delusions that they're going to lose the next game or that they're ever going to be in trouble. So they can play with such a relaxation. I mean, they can just always go out and have fun and play because they think, all right, even if we don't come from 15 points down in this game, we're going to be fine in the series. We'll win the next game. It's not that big a deal if we lose this one. So they never, ever get tight. And I think that prohibits a lot of teams from coming back from big deficits is that they get tight and then they can't shoot. Well, Golden State always can shoot.
Mm. 2-1, Milwaukee up against Toronto. Toronto hosting $2.30, $1.62 Milwaukee. That's today from 20 to 11 local time. How do you see this one, Dick?
Well, it's a must-win for Toronto. It's an absolute must-win for Toronto. They know this series is absolutely, positively over. Zero chance that Toronto wins this series if they don't win today.
Yeah.
So they are the desperate team. There's no question about that at all. And, you know, I think they'll give Milwaukee all they can handle. But Milwaukee has shown to be the superior team. Milwaukee is a better team than Toronto. Milwaukee is going to give Golden State all they can handle in the NBA Finals. I do feel like even if Toronto wins this game, Milwaukee still wins the series. And, you know, you're probably not getting very good value on that. So I don't know if it's a very good wager to bet Milwaukee in the series because you're probably not getting a lot of it if you wager that. But I feel very confident that we're going to have a Bucks Golden State series regardless of whether Toronto wins tonight or not.
Yeah. Kawhi Leonard, he was on the bench. He ended up winning the game, though, for Toronto. They said he had some ice on his knee. Is there any concerns there, Dick?
No, I don't think so. I think Kawhi Leonard has shown to be a superstar in this game. I wasn't sure if he was, guys. I wasn't sure if he was that top-level guy. I knew he was always a top-level defender. Wasn't sure if Kawhi Leonard could be spoken in the same breath as the LeBron James and the Kevin Durant and those type of guys. But he is clearly a top five player in the NBA, top five or six player. You got your LeBron, you got your Durant, you got your Giannis, obviously. And then, Kawhi is right there in that mix for who's number 4, 5, 6 in the NBA. He's shown he can be a number one option on at least a championship contending team. I don't know if he can be a number one option on a championship winning team, but certainly a championship contending team. And it's an interesting story because, you know, the reports were that he didn't even want to go to Toronto at the beginning of the season. And so, you know, he's done a great job there and he has taken to that fan base in that city.
Brooks Koepka, we were looking at him and we're talking about what a machine he is and the lead that he had after the first, second and third rounds. Oh, got a bit tight fourth round, Dick, but he got the job done.
It did. And, you know, he had the fourth bogeys there, but Dustin just could never take advantage at the end. And that's kind of the, you know, that's kind of been the MO for Dustin Johnson is that he's come so close so many times. And it's still stunning to me that Dustin Johnson only has one major championship for as close as he's come. They asked him how he felt after the match that he's been the bridesmaid now. He's run the table. He has the grand slam of bridesmaids. He's finished second in every single major championship in his career. And I think that comes to an end of the U.S. Open, guys. I'm backing Dustin right now. I don't care if it's a month away. I am backing Dustin Johnson at Pebble Beach, a place he is very, very comfortable with. You can put that in for my official pick right now. And you know, I know we'll talk about it more when we get closer. But we nailed the PGA with Brooks because he is an absolute machine. And, you know, nobody really could take advantage of Brooks' foibles there at the end. But for, you know, what, 68... 67 of 72 holes. Not only was Brooks Koepka the best player in the world, he was the best player in the world by far. He now has gone first, second, first, first in his last four majors.
Wow.
I mean, that is just absolutely unbelievable, unflappable until those last few holes. But for the most part, he is just an absolute machine that turns his game up. I think last week I called him a big game hunter. That's exactly what he is. He doesn't care when he's playing these little PGA Tour events. He finishes 25th, 30th, 35th. He really doesn't care how he finishes. He's anything other than the four majors and then potentially the tour championship. So, you know, go for it. Put a few shekels on him again at the U.S. Open, at the British Open. Why not? Because you know at the end he's always going to be hanging around with a chance to win.
$7, Brooks Koepka and the U.S. Open. Mm. That's starting, so we're going to Monday the 17th of June. Dustin Johnson, $9. Rory McIlroy is 12 and Tiger Woods is 13. Good on you, Dick. We'll speak again next week.
See you, boys. Talk to you then.